We're talking tonight, we've been going through different avodas, so we've been focusing last a little bit on the primary, what we call the four avodas hadam, the four primary avodas that take place with the karban. So after we spoke about how you're mafresh and matkesh the karban, so we spoke about shchita for a bit, then we spoke last week about kabbalas hadam. Tonight we're speaking about the avoda of holacha. What exactly happens? The animal is shechted. When you shecht the animal, after you shecht it, with a klisharis, at a klisharis, by a zar, it is navoda, it's not navoda, whatever it is, you then come along and you catch the blood, you do kabbalah. When you catch the blood, the Gemara taught us in Yuma and other places, that mi kabbalah ve'elach, that has to be done by a kohen. So from now on in, until mentioned otherwise, we are assuming it is a kohen that is going to be doing the avoda. When you catch the blood, so you caught it in a klisharis, which then sanctified the blood. That's the first two, shechita and kabbalah. The fourth is zrika. The fourth is the sprinkling of the blood. The Gemara tells, we'll speak about it probably next week or maybe in 2 weeks, in kapara ela bidam, that a lot of the primary atonement, when a person sins, they get kapara through a karban, a lot of it seems to take place dafka through the zrika, the sprinkling of the blood. But after, between shechting it and catching it, and the zrika is the third avoda. What is the third avoda? The avoda of holacha. What is holacha? You have to walk over the blood to the mizbeach so that you can sprinkle it, so that you can sprinkle it. That is the avoda of holacha. How do we know that there's an avoda of holacha? If I open up in Chumash, it's pretty clear there's something called shechita. It's very clear there's something called zrika. But how do I know that there's something called holacha? So the pasuk tells the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Vashachar es ben habakar lifnei Hashem, you do shechita. V'hikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim, the Aaron's children, the kohanim, they bring the dam closer, v'zarku es adam, and you sprinkle it. How do I see holacha there? So the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Yud Aleph tells us that holacha sadam is the category of things which are not really explicit in Chumash, but have like a remez in Chumash. They're learned, they're derived from Chumash, but not really explicit. How does that work? So Rashi explains in his Perush Al HaTorah that even though it says you shecht the blood and then you sprinkle the blood, there's a middle term called vehikrivu. You bring the blood. What is vehikrivu? So Rashi writes in his Perush Al HaTorah that though kabbalah, that it's really called catching the blood, but umashma lashon holacha. It also implies how am I going to bring the blood forward through walking. So the primary lima is really kabbalah, but there's also included in that pasuk, not explicit in the pasuk, the real word v'hikrivu seems to mean kabbalah, but included in there also, how am I bringing the blood forward through holacha? The Ramban there in his Perush Al HaTorah seems to dispute that, is not so convinced holacha really is even referenced in it, as how that fits with the Gemara is not entirely so clear, but generally speaking, that is the mucker for holacha. What I want to try to do tonight, I should add one thing, the Gemara in Yuma tells us that holacha itself is also ma'akev kapara potentially. You really have to make sure you're going to do holacha to get kapara, although we'll see a discussion about that. The question that we want to deal with tonight is a very sort of simple and basic question. We'll try to frame it and articulate it well. We'll try to note that there's a very well-known machlokas hatanayim relevant to it and to discuss in three different contexts. The primary question we want to deal with is as follows. Is holacha, we deal with lists sometimes, shechita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. On the one hand, to what extent is holacha similar to the other avoda? Is it similar to kabbalah, to zrika, to shechita? Is holacha like the other avodas or not? On the one hand, you would say, sure, why not? It has to do with blood. It's something what you do with the blood. And in many ways, I would think that it should be treated in a similar way to any of the other avodas. Why distinguish between them? And in fact, the Gemara, in a lot of context, speaks about how there's a certain similarity between the four of them. However, maybe there's reason to suggest that holacha is a little bit different. And then maybe for a couple of reasons. Number one, the fact that in the pasuk in Chumash there's no explicit mentioning of holacha, is that significant? Is that thought-provoking at minimum? Shechita's there and zrika's there, and v'hikrivu, Chazal say, really primarily seems to mean kabbalah. Holacha's learned almost like in a secondary kind of a way. Is that because it's of secondary importance, or is that because it's somewhat less critical? Or alternatively, no, maybe it's a totally regular avodah. Don't read too much into the limud. Don't read too much into the limud. Additionally, why would I think that maybe halacha is not as critical in avodah? Because every other avodah seems to be mosif something to create a particular kind of change. How so? Shechita takes an animal, it kills the animal, but it does certain things. As far as it changes it from being usher to being a mutter animal you're allowed to eat. It transforms and creates a reality where there is now blood potentially. It creates, the Gemara says in Sota even, that it may create Kedusha in the blood. The Gemara says on Daf Yadal and Sota, it does something. Kabbalah also does something, it's transformational. The Gemara told us that you use a Kli Shares because Kabbalah is Mikadesh. It also sanctifies the blood in a certain sense. Zrika, we know, also has a major impact because through the Zrika, we cause Kapara. Holacha, it seems to not be as critical. It's more just about transferring from one location to the other location. It doesn't seem to be as fundamental, as transformative. It's changing location, but it's not as transformative the same way. The mashal you would give, I think it's the Or Zarua writes, that Hotzah is a malacha grua, that on Shabbos transferring items seems to be somewhat of like a lower tier kind of a malacha, at least in the Havamina. And some explain because all you do is change location. Usually on Shabbos, you're changing like an item. You're cooking a food. That's more significant. Changing location doesn't really impact the item the same way. So maybe holacha is not as similar, is not as important because it's also considered to be more of a prerequisite. It's not actually transferring or transforming that much. Additionally, one could probably question, and this we'll see in a second, how important holacha always is. Do you always have to do holacha? What if you caught the blood right by the mizbeach? How critical is holacha to be done? You have to shecht, you have to catch the blood, you have to sprinkle the blood, but is it always necessary to even do a holacha? So that is, we want to deal with this primary question. How much is holacha like all of the other avodas? It does seem to require a kohen, but is it possible that it's somewhat distinct? We will mention three contexts where the question comes up. Three contexts where the question comes up. Number one is a Mishnah in Meseches Zvachim and Daf Yud Gimel about the following question. Karbanos have to be dealt with lishma. And when it comes to karbanos, you have to have in mind the particular karban, the Gemara and Zvachim, and additional things. But let's say you have to have in mind the right karban. I'm shechting a karban and I have in mind that it's a karban shlamet. But really, it's a karban asham. So that could create problems if you have the wrong thing in mind. Says the Mishnah, certainly if I shecht, and while I'm shechting, I have in mind the wrong karban, that creates problems. How big of a problem, it depends on what kind of karban. But it creates problems. It certainly would not be yotzei, your chiyav. Shechita, you have to have in mind the right thing. If they're the wrong thing, you can ruin things. Kabbalah, have to have in mind the right thing. You have in mind the wrong things, it could ruin things. Zrika also, you have in mind the wrong thing, so it could ruin things. What about holacha? What if when I do holacha, I have the wrong carbon in mind? Is that going to be a problem or not? Chachamim say, yes, holacha is just like shechita, it's just like kabbalah, it's just like zrika. Say the chachamim, you have to have in mind the right thing, or otherwise it's considered to be pasul. Says the Mishnah, Hazevach Nifzal Ba'arba Dvarim, Vishita Vikibol, over Hilach Uvizrika. Comes along Rav Shimon, however, and Rav Shimon says, no. Says Rav Shimon, I believe, that Holacha is different than the others. That Holacha, Rav Shimon, Machshir Behilach. Rav Shimon says, Holacha, if you have in mind the wrong carbon, it's not going to create problems. It's still kosher. How come? Says Rav Shimon, a very famous and important line. You can never get away without having shechita, without having kabbalah, without having zrika. But says Rav Shimon, I will efshar below hila. Shotei, b'tzadam is beyach, v'zorek, says Rav Shimon, you know what? Holacha is not as critical. You don't always need it. But refer to as in avoda, the Gemara refers to it like this, in the Gemara in Zvachim an Daf Dalet, If I can find it, we refer to halacha as, one second, I hope I can find it right now, as she'efsher levatla. You can get rid of it. It is not always so critical. So when it comes to lishma, so we see as follows, a machlokas hatanayim. But Rav Shimon says holacha is different from the others. No doubt about it for Rav Shimon. Holacha is totally different from the others. And therefore, if I have shkita shalol lishma, creates problems. Kabbalah shalol lishma, creates problems. Holacha shalol lishma, Rav Shimon says, it's still going to be kosher. That's context number one. Context number two, we'll stick with Rav Shimon for a second. Can a non-Kohen do it? Can a non-Kohen do holacha? That is a, what would Rav Shimon hold? Meaning, even Rav Shimon that says holacha is different, and therefore shalol lishma is kosher, what would he say about holacha? That appears to be a machlokas in the Gemara, in Mesechas Tevachim, and Daf Yud Gimel, and Daf Yud Dalet. That appears to be a very, very important machlokas. Rabba and Rav Yosef in Zvachim Yedal and Beis, they hold that the same machlokas of Shimon Rabbanan applies here also. Rav Shimon would say, the same way halacha shalol lishma is kosher, we're not so machbid, so too halacha with a non-Kohen is fine, is fine. What you see according to Rabba and Rav Yosef is that Rav Shimon seems to be pretty extreme on the holacha being separate, holacha being unique. Shalom lishma by holacha, it's fine, holacha is not that big a deal. So a non-Kohen for holacha, not that big a deal. Kabbalah requires a Kohen, Zrika requires a Kohen, but this doesn't. However, if you look at the conclusion of the Gemara in Tzvachim, the Gemara in Tzvachim says no. Amar Ula, Amar Rebbe Lazar, holacha bizarre, Sula afilu l'Rav Shimon. The Gemara says l'maskana that it could be even Rav Shimon who says that holacha is unique, and even Rav Shimon who says that holacha is kosher shalol lishma, still a Kohen has to do it. That's what Rav Shimon holds. If that's true, you have to figure out, so what is holacha? Why require a Kohen to do it? Rashi says, because even Rav Shimon, who says that holacha is not as intense as Kabbalah, Shnita, and Zrika, even Rav Shimon says, Aval avoda havi mipasel bizar. That Rav Shimon is somewhere in between. Meaning we have a bit of a machloka. Rav Shimon says holacha is different, you can do it to lo lishma. Can a czar do it? So Rabba and Rav Yosef say, yeah, it's really not that much of an avoda. Ula holds, and this is what we assume in the maskana of the Gemara, that even Rav Shimon says holacha is unique, but it's not so different. It's unique in that shalol lishma is kosher, but as Rashi writes in Tzvachim, it's enough of an avoda that it requires a Kohen. It's in between for Rav Shimon. It's not nothing, but it does require a Kohen. So we have Rav Shimon's Shita. So thus far, some indications halacha may be unique. If halacha is considered to be unique, it may be that it's unique because Noah was mentioned in the Pasuk. Maybe it's less critical. Doesn't seem to have a transformative impact on the blood in a meaningful way. Doesn't transfer a halos in any real way. So Rav Shimon seems to be the one on one level that plays down halacha. Rav Shimon says, halacha, if I shet shalol lishma, creates problems. Kabbalah creates problems. Halacha shalol lishma, no problem. How extreme is Rav Shimon? How different is halacha? That's the machlokas. Can a non-Kohen come along and can a non-Kohen do it? Just how extreme is he? Cloudy as a whole thus far. One, two, and... Yeah. So you have to assume like this. You ready? Either it's so insignificant that it isn't even really like registering enough for that category. It's one way of saying it. Okay. The question's like this. What about the Chachamim? Chachamim argue with Rav Shimon. And what do the Chachamim hold? Chachamim say, holacha shalol lishma, pasul. Just like Shita, just like Kabbalah, just like Zrika, holacha also pasul, shalol lishma. If you did holacha thinking that it was a carbon katra, but really it was a shlamim, the problem, that's a problem. But how extreme are the Chachamim? Do the Chachamim say that only Le'inyan L'shma is like the other Avodas? Or the Chachamim say that in general, but maybe for other things, Holacha really is unique? Or do the Rabbanan really equate Holacha with all the other Avodas? What do the Chachamim really hold about Holacha? That seems to be a machlokas, and we'll mention two machlokas of relevance. First one, the Gemara quotes a machlokas. We assume lemaisa that you require a kohen for halacha. We assume you require a kohen for halacha, but the Gemara does mention the possibility, quoting I believe Rav Tista, that maybe the Rabbanan would agree that even though you require a kohen for kavalah and for zrika, maybe you wouldn't for halacha. Meaning maybe even the Chachamim think that it's different. The only question is, why sometimes Lashma, sometimes they just figure that out for the lumens of Lashma. But maybe even for the Chachamim, it's a little bit unique. There's a second context where it comes up, which is much more fundamental. Rav Shimon held the following. Rav Shimon said that you don't always have to do Holacha. Said Rav Shimon, you know why Lashma, having the wrong intent with Holacha, you know why, said Rav Shimon, it's kosher? Because Holacha is not so important. You can get away without doing Holacha. What does the Chachamim respond to Rav Shimon? That seems to be a Machlokas HaRishonim. There are stiras in Rambam and stiras in Rashi. We'll try to say things out as clearly as we can. The Rambam in Perish HaMishnah on Zvachim, Tosfos in Zvachim on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, as well as the simple pshat of our girsa of Rashi in Zvachim on Daf Tes Vav. Again, Perish HaMishnah of Rambam, Tosfos in Zvachim on Daf Yud Gimel, Rashi in Zvachim on Daf Tes Vav. They hold that even according to the Rabbanan, Holacha is really also Esher Levatla. You don't have to always do Holacha. You don't have to always do it. If you check near the Mizbeach, you're good to go. All the Chachamim hold is, while you don't need to do it, if you are doing it, so it's significant enough that if you have in mind Shalom Lishma, that's going to cause a problem. But really, it is still, they agree with the Shema, it's an Efshar Levatla, meaning they agree, the Chachamim agree, that it's really not a regular Avoda, it's Efshar Levatla, you can get away with it if you want, just, there's still a Psul Shalom Lishma. So maybe even the Rabbanan that argue that Shalom Lishma is puzzle, maybe even they don't think it's a regular Avoda. For Rav Chista, it's kosher for a non-Kohen to do it. For the Rambam and Perush on Mishnah, for Rashi and Tosfos, for Tosfos, it's not even always critical. Shchita is critical. Kabbalah is critical. Halakha, as long as you chef, you can get away with it. However, other Rishonim argue, and they seem to think that Holacha really is like regular Avodas. Where do we see that? The Rambam, not in Perish HaMishnah, but the Rambam in Hilchos Psuli HaMukdashim. The Rambam there in Psuli HaMukdashim, it is in Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Gimel, Lovich HaBez Chav Gimel. The Rambam, Rashi as well, in Zvachim Andaf Yedalid, Achornim point out, seems like Rashi isn't so consistent. Seems like the Rambam not so consistent. Mishnah Melech points it out. Doesn't seem like it's all so consistent. Whether we are bothered by Rambam's and Perush on Mishnah as opposed to Rambam's and Mishnah Torah may not be the biggest deal in the whole world. Whether we're bothered by Rashi's one daf from the other may be a bigger deal. Some Achronim claim that there are gears issues in Rashi and really there is no steer in Rashi, but it does seem to be in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to write as follows. Says the Rambam, Lefichach, Kohen Gadol, Shekibel Es Hadam. What if you catch the blood? The Amar Bimikomo, and you're staying where you are, and you do a Zrika from where you are, either because you caught the blood near the Mizbeach, or you are not bad from deep, and you're there, and you are sprinkling the blood from far away, if that's what it is. Nifsal Hazeva, says the Rambam, you have to always do Halacha. If you don't always do Halacha, the animal, the it's all puzzle. It becomes puzzle, and you're not yotze. If you skip Holacha entirely, it's all puzzle. The Rambam also paskins that Holacha, like the Rabbanan, has to be done Lishma. So Lishma is a problem. So what we seem to have is as follows. We have two different contexts. We have this avoda called halacha, and we're not really sure how to categorize it. We're not really sure how to put it. It's regular or not. We saw that one shaila is, we saw really almost three questions we saw this far. One, if I do halacha sholashma, is it a problem? Rav Shimon says, no, Chachamim say yes. Two, can a non-Kohen do halacha? The Maskan and the Gemara all agree it has to be done by Kohen, but some think that for Rav Shimon it's okay. Maybe even for Rabbanan it's okay. And the third thing, which is the most important, can I get away without doing halacha? Rav Shimon says, yes, for the Rabbanan, that is a Mashlokas HaRishonim, you get away without it, will apostle or not? All become part of this question, how much is halacha similar or not? But for Rav Shimon, for a lot of Rishonim we saw, even if you hold it on a regular avoda, it's not the same as the others, it may be in between. Rav Shimon may say it's kosher shel lishma, but you require a kohen. The Rabbanan say it's pasul shel lishma, but you don't necessarily need it. So halacha has this sort of like in between kind of a status. Clarity thus far? 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, what's up? Okay. Meaning? Okay. So halacha seems to be as follows. So sort of this. What seems to be required is that there is a movement which takes place through your feet on some level. Maybe we'll get this next week, but it's the biggest trial in the Gemara. Yeah. It's a very fair question. It's a big trial in the Gemara about halacha, shaloh b'regel, and things like that. The simple pshat we're working right now is halacha demands that you catch it and that you walk over. That you walk over. It seems to require that on some level. Yeah. Yeah. For sure, that's what their svara is. For sure. Okay, there is one last discussion of relevance to this, and then again, we'll maybe again. I think next week we'll speak about the details of what you have to do or don't have to do to be like if you do require a halacha. But here's a very another question. I'm going to bring very briefly. The reason why some Rishonim think, let me figure out this now, but it's explicit. The reason why some Rishonim think that halacha is not necessary even for the Rabbanan is because the Gemara in Zvachim and Abdalit seems to say that explicitly. The Gemara says, when it's talking about how you know halacha shlo lishma is a problem, the Gemara in that Gemara, the Rabbanan Shita that shlo lishma is a problem, says it's esher l'vatla, you don't really require it. So Rav Lichtenstein is going to try to have a long Torah to explain what the other side holds, but it doesn't mean a Gemara. The last question is as follows. If I wanted to know if halacha is the same as the other, so a question I'd ask is, does it have all the same psulim? And that is the following shaila. The Gemara and Yuma on that confess on the base. One of these sugyas, sometimes a lot of the action takes place in Rishonim. In this sugya, a lot of the action takes place in the Gemara and Tanaim itself. Like the Gemara questions, what's the din shel lishma? The Gemara questions, can non-Kohen do it? Here's another Gemara shaila. Vayi minei Rav Sheshes, holacha b'smol mahu. A lot of avodas have to be done with the right hand. Shchita, zurika, a lot of the avodas have to be done, Kabbalah, with the right hand. What would be the din if holacha is done with the left hand? Is it okay or not? Okay, that seems to be a shaila which the Gemara asks. The Gemara concludes that holacha does have to be done with the right hand. Rashi, and if you do with the left hand, it's pasul. Carrying it in your right hand. The Rashi and Tosfos are done. What's the Gemara's suffix? What's the suffix? And a way of saying it is, on the one hand, what's the suffix of the Gemara? And what's the Kamash Malan? That small is pasul. Small is pasul. If you are a fan of arguing that Holacha is just like all of the other avodas, so you would say, I love the Maskana of the Gemara. The Maskana is awesome that you require Holacha to be done b'yamin, with your right hand. If you're into the Shaila of his Holacha, maybe potentially different, so you're very excited by the fact that the Gemara has the question, and the Gemara wonders, is it or is it not considered to be necessary? If it's a different avoda, I get why the Gemara is asking. Now, even if you hold that holacha has to be done with the right hand, that is, let's say, the sheet of the conclusion of the Gemara, that is what the Rambam paskins. The Rambam paskins, holacha has to be done in the right hand. Nevertheless, you have the following question. What is the status? normally shchita, it's like kabbalah, hazrika, has to be done undoubtedly mida oraisa with the right hand. What about holacha? Is holacha's need for right hand, is it as chamor, is it as strict as kabbalah's and zrika's? Or maybe it's still a little bit of a lower level. How would that come up? There's a Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. This is a found in Chazal and the Gemara's in Yuma also. But do we ever find Halacha with your left hand? The answer is yes. The Rambam writes on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol brings the Ketores in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what does the Rambam say? Normally, carrying with the left hand while you're walking, postles it. So really, really, however, when the Kohen Gadol, because it's just more technical issues, and it's very hard to carry different things, he's doing all of it by himself, so he would carry the Ketores on Yom Kippur with his left hand. Holacha b'smol. Wonder many of the Rishonim already, what's going on here? Why is it, if holacha always has to be done b'yamin, how come on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol's walking with the Ketores, he can carry the Ketores b'smol? Why is that okay? Some suggest that maybe the holacha of Ketores is different in holacha of regular karbanos. It's not only what the Rambam seems to say here, but that's one possibility. The Kesef Mishnah in his second answer, the Gvura Sari, could be the Yerushalmi already, there's Radvaz about this, hold, that in a chinami, holacha always has to be done with the right hand. Always right hand, like everything else. How come Dafka here with the left hand? It's impossible otherwise. Meaning, really, you should require halacha always with your right hand. Maybe it is more similar to other avodas. Just, it's impossible otherwise. Something I heard of question, do we really invoke svaras like this for doraisas? And because it's impossible, it's all good? So good, that'll be tomorrow's discussion about chassidim, and maybe it's all good. You love Hashem enough, maybe. Hashem certainly loves you. And even if it's possible, we're not going to Rabbi Terebi, you know, they'll be there for you. But that's that. However, the Kohen Gadol couldn't carry all he had to carry, you know, in those hands. The Kesef Mishnah, however, has a day where it says the Kesef Mishnah, maybe holacha with your right hand is only a din derabbanan. Maybe holacha with your right hand is only a din derabbanan. The mida oraisa, even though the Gemara concludes requires in your right hand, mida oraisa left would be just fine. And that's why in Yom Kippur, the rabbanan were comfortable waving it. Mida oraisa is not required anyway. The Gvura Sari is very upset about that. The Gvura Sari in Yuma and Daf Mem Zayin and the Miluim points out, I don't think that's true at all. I think it's a chiyuv doraisa. The Gemara implies it's a doraisa. But it's possible for the Kesef Mishnah, you have another sort of context where maybe holacha were a little bit more lenient and the left hand is not the biggest deal. Be that as it may, we pointed out tonight as follows. Holacha is a very intriguing kind of an avoda. It seems to be an avoda, but it's somewhat less critical. It's more about collecting something and then transferring it over. You do it with a klisha race, you do it with a klisha race, holacha, but we're not so sure how to compare it to other avodas. It can, if I have in mind shlo lishma, when I do the halacha, that's a problem. It is for shechita, kabbalah, and tzrika. Machlokas panayim. Can a non-kohen do it? Machlokas, also in the Gemara. Machlokas in the Gemara. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Rav Chista, Rav Sheish, Machlokas in the Gemara, but non-kohen can do it. Can you do it with your left hand? Can you do it with your left hand? Stuff like in the Gemara. You should do it with your right. Can you avoid doing it entirely? Is it efshar levakla? Rav Shimon for sure says no problem at all. Machlokas, but then Chachamim hold. So halacha has this in-between status. What becomes very challenging to pin down, one of the things which in the broader sense I would love to try to develop over this year, is what does it take? There are a lot of these middle categories. Kabbalah is an avoda. Zrika is an avoda. Shechita, we saw, is complicated. Shechita is like an avoda, but also a non-kohen can do it. It's not like an avoda. Halacha is sort of like an avoda, but sort of not like an avoda. So one of the things we'll try, but as we try to pin down a little bit over the year, is
what are these in-between things really about? It seems like holacha is, if we were suggesting why holacha is in-between, it's in-between because it plays a critical role as far as movement, but it's lacking some of the real impact you have with some of the other sort of avodas, quote-unquote. But this at least is a little bit of an overview of the sugya of holacha.